rocks and find ourselves just waiting through tomorrow. And you and I, when we're coming down, we're only getting back, and you know I feel no sorrow.
Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. Jump into their electric range.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Friday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square. Across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't like Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
It's all I'm going to do.
Oh, hang on.
It's all I'm going to do until 10 o'clock. I think I am still a little bit drunk from yesterday.
Possibly.
Yeah, I think
a bit of mouth gymnastics is good to start with, I think, on a Friday.
Do you want to do some, like, you know, what do you do? Warm-up, vocal warm-ups. You ever...
Me.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all about you, is it?
Me.
La 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 la.
Me. La 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 la.
La 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 la. La 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 la. Do 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 do. And that's the show.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, I forgot we're on camera. Hi. Yeah, I went for dinner last night.
Oh, did you? Was it a nice time? A nice time had by all. Oh, was it one of those, like, the best?
Oh,
really?
Oh, Dom.
I love
the
best
time.
With the fabulous DJ Max Tyler, artist and producer.
Right. Yeah.
That's right.
And his mum and dad.
Yeah.
Rog, Charlie and Rog. And then me and Tiff.
Lovely.
And we went for dinner.
Yeah.
To Lucky Cat.
Oh, now.
Gordon's.
Lucky Cat.
Yes, that's meant to be lovely, isn't
top,
it?
Top places like having an animal in it. Is, you know, you can have the...
Such as?
Pig. The thingy pig.
Duck.
Pig, the fat duck. The fat duck.
Yeah.
And the thingy pig.
Yeah. Blind pig.
Blind pig?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah?
Is it?
And the horse
blind
parrot.
Pig. Great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's half parrot, half horse.
It's a harrot.
Yeah.
Or a horse.
Anyway, went to Lucky Cat last night, and we've not been there for a while. Oh,
was Gordon there?
Apparently, we just missed him.
Do you know what? I always think they say that you've just missed him.
No, they didn't say it like that. Right, he was there till he'd left at like 4.
Okay,
and we got there at like 6:30.
Oh, fair dues.
We had an early dinner, obviously, because I do this stupid job.
Mm.
Oh man, it was good.
Good. What did you have to eat?
Well. They did that thing where they brought some bits out.
I love...
Well, do you all right for bringing some bits out?
Yes. I love the bits.
But then you have to fill up on bits. You have to know when to stop.
Is it like sushi food? What kind of food is it?
So, yes, it's a little bit of everything like that. So there was some, like, salt and pepper squid stuff.
Oh, I love that.
And there was some, like... Now, I need to check. I don't want to do them a disservice.
Mm.
But it was like sautéed cucumber.
Oh.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh, that sounds nice, though.
Yeah, it worked.
Yeah.
I'll have a look at the menus.
Yeah.
And then they said, look, do you want to order or do you want us to just bring selections of food?
They're called Kyoto cucumbers.
Thank you.
With a sesame dressing.
Are you on the website?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are they in the starters or picky bits?
Snacks.
Snacks.
Snacks. So run through the other snacks.
Padron peppers.
Love them.
Beautiful. Well, actually, didn't have any padron peppers. We had
can't go wrong with
edamame.
Okay, yes.
One bowl of normal and one bowl of spicy.
Did you have any pea guac?
Excuse me? No, do you know, I felt fine.
Pea guac are shrimp crackers. So, yeah, prawn crackers type things. Any of those?
No, I don't believe we had the...
Okay.
The pea guac. Pea guac.
I think that's what they say.
Do you know, I saw Justin Timberlake last night. He told me he was bringing pea guac back. Really?
Yeah.
And somebody went, yeah, when he said
yeah,
it.
Yeah. What a night.
He said, Chris, I'm bringing pea guac back.
I'm bringing pea guac back. Yeah!
Who needs Gordon?
Yeah, right? So anyway, so you had honestly, if you ever come to London, you've got to go. It's just brilliant. I don't know if they've got any other lucky cats anywhere else.
Oh, they do oysters as well.
What's the ambiance like?
Great.
Is it like dim lighting? Are you sat in kind of booths? What is it?
No, it's fairly open.
Is it?
And they've got a wicked bar. You can have a drink at the bar, then you go to your table. And we were there really early. And they have a DJ playing some tunes.
Oh, that's a nice touch.
I'm not saying sexist, but every time I've been there, it's been a female. Normally very, very attractive female DJ.
Oh, that's nice.
What is?
Just looking at the interior of the restaurant.
You can choose something on the menu called Journey.
Yeah.
And you pay a certain amount per person, and you embark on a journey throughout the menu.
Oh, I love that.
They brought a lot of sushi out.
Love that, did they?
Oh, my God, it was fantastic.
Some price next to it.
California rolls and other sushis. Oh, it was great.
Other sushi bits.
I really should have had the menu out in front of me so I could have told you what I had. But it was lovely. It was blooming lovely. It was lovely.
Everything looks great.
And then we had some duck and bao buns and all that stuff.
Oh, bao buns are lovely.
Oh, the Benito fried duck leg bao looks lovely. That looks lovely. B-A-O at the end. That's bao?
Bao.
Oh, I love duck.
Oh, you get banoffee. Oh, bananoffee. Bananoffee, lucky cat. Do you think that's a typo?
What's bananoffee? Is it just extra banana in your banoffee pie?
Exactly, double banana. What is that?
Have they done a typo?
Oh, have they done a typo?
Please have a typo.
I hope not.
Come on, Gordon. It won't be.
I hope not. I don't want to get banned.
No.
Bananoffee.
And I had some bubbles.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yay. Did you have your favourite?
Yeah.
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 Pink.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
We're talking about the drink, yeah?
Yeah.
Just double checking.
That's it.
It's great. And they gave us a glass of champagne each when we got there.
Oh,
nice. It was really nice. But Tiff doesn't drink champagne, which means two for me.
More for you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much.
Oh, lovely.
Thank you very much. Oh, yeah. And the best that. Thank you very much.
Mm.
And all the staff are brilliant. They're all lovely. They're so nice in there. So if you ever come to London, get yourself down.
Yeah.
Have a bit of a lucky cat night. I was going to say lucky cat up, but that doesn't really work, does it?
Doesn't really work.
How would you say it in that voice?
Like cat, you wouldn't. You just could.
It's hard, isn't it?
It's a difficult one, isn't it?
So, yes, I didn't see Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, big boy. Yes, yes. We don't do chips. Yes, big boy. Tommy sauce. Shut up, you idiot. Yes.
And that's Gordon Ramsay, everyone.
That's Gordon Ramsay.
Do you text each other sometimes?
No.
Huh. Big boy.
No. No, he doesn't.
Have you got his number?
Yeah.
Say, send him a text and say, dinner was great. You've got good stuff.
Right.
Love you, bye.
The chips were
awesome. And he'll go, where were you?
Yeah.
Tell him there's a little typo in the menu as well. Just be a friend.
It might not be a typo.
No, it might not be, actually.
How do you not know that?
No.
It's meant to be banana noffy pie.
Extra banana.
So what is it? What have they called it?
They've put an extra...
Oh, really? A what?
An extra nan.
Oh.
Perhaps the... No.
Hello, dear.
Yeah, exactly. He said the really old lady who serves you. That's what it is.
Banana
office. Then I stayed in a hotel last night.
I know, what a treat.
I tell you, they really look after you, lucky cat.
That, now that is service.
He was so gentle. It was brilliant.
That is
so go on, tell us what time you got up this morning.
Oh, 6:05.
Oh.
I actually, and by the way, the hotel is there.
That's an hour and a half.
I can see out the window.
After I got up. That's so lovely.
So, a couple of things. Number one, I set my alarm for 6:00 and I thought, this is great. And then I was so excited about the fact that I could sleep till 6. And even then, I don't even need to get up at 6.
Not really.
Because it is there.
You're very close.
I'll set now. I'll just always set a little backup at 6:03. I have to do that.
Yeah.
6:03, the alarm went off for the second time, and I hit snooze and fell asleep again.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Danger. Oh.
High voltage.
Yeah.
And then woke up and it was like 6:07 okay. or something. And I just went,
Yeah.
But I'd got like all my clothes out, everything. Yeah. It was all nice and quick. It was all lovely. The only thing that I did wrong, I was so annoyed with myself, is I got back to the hotel last night. Oh, by the way, everybody, and anybody in any major city, I'll be the same, but everybody in London who worked in London yesterday went to a pub or a bar or a restaurant
corner.
Where there has outside space.
Oh,
it was heaving last night.
Busy.
It was like summer.
It was so warm last night. Yeah. It was lovely.
So I get to my room, I take it to the hotel. It's all great. And it's quite late at this point. So I'm like, I'm going to get a good night's sleep. I'm going to get extra fantastic. Oh, like, look, look, nice view out the window. That's nice. Do these windows open? Oh, they do a little bit, yeah? Oh, that's nice. There's aircon in the room, but it's nice to have a bit of air, isn't it? It's nice. Nice that. Oh, I can just hear the little bustling noises of London.
It's nice.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
I'll leave that. Shall I leave it? I'll leave it open. Yeah. Because I'm up on the third floor. So whatever. That was
a white noise.
Spider-Man ain't climbing in.
Exactly right.
What a mistake.
What? A Spider-Man climbed in?
What an idiot.
Oh.
Where's the hotel, Dom?
Well, it's in Leicester Square.
Leicester Square. Oh. What night was it last night?
It was a very warm... Thursday night.
Yeah.
And it's
now Thursday night is the night.
You know.
Oh. The sights we see at 6:00 on a Friday morning in Leicester Square.
2:30 this morning.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I am fast asleep. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue.
Yeah. James.
And I'm like, oh my God, what the hell is that?
I got in early.
Yeah.
Thursday night, there are certain people who go out for a few drinks and they can't handle it.
No.
And they're still out 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock Friday morning.
Yeah. They're known as the suited people holding a bag of McDonald's.
Oh, they were out last night.
That's the uniform.
Yeah, when I first moved down here, I was like, why has McDonald's got security on? You don't need that.
Right.
And fast forward to that time, I go, that's exactly why.
That's what you need.
Fast forward to the time that you're trying to fight that off that menu thing off the wall, grabbing the screen. Tell me I can't have fries.
McDonald's and the Hippodrome is the two hot spots, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, really. That
they attract. Those are both lovely places, by the way, but good God, do they attract the dregs of society.
It's a Drongo beacon.
Anyway, so that was about 2:30 and I just thought, oh, come on. And I just thought of you immediately because I know it's Thursday night, you
Thursday
idiot.
Thursday night.
Went to sleep again, fell asleep again, and then woke up again to two blokes having a conversation with each other. Now, they'd drunk so much, they were now deaf.
Right.
So
Joe! What? You got a cigarette? Oh! Oh, no, no. And I'm like, it's clear as if they were in the room.
Yeah.
Still, it's nice to see my dad again.
That is nice.
Do you know what I mean?
That is nice.
Right. So I had a lovely night last night.
Yeah, good.
Went to town, had a nice dinner in a lovely restaurant, and I stayed in a hotel.
Very nice,
like a little treat.
That's like a little mini holiday.
Yeah. Why don't you do that? Why don't you do that? Why don't you do that? Why don't the listeners do it? And do you know what would help?
What?
Money.
Oh, yeah.
Wonga. Do you have some money?
Yes.
I've got money. Do you have some money?
Yes, please. Yeah, thank you.
Do you have some money?
Yes, I do.
Well, you can't have any.
Do you think anyone says no to that? Do you want some money? Nah,
let's try it.
Do you want him there?
would you like, right, don't answer yet.
Yeah.
Pippa.
Yeah.
Would you like some money and to see my bum?
Oh, okay. Can I get back to you on that?
No, I need an answer now, and it's both or none at all.
It's legally binding.
How much money are we talking?
7 pence.
I'm going to pass.
Fair enough.
You're right, you've proved the point.
There you go.
Dumb.
Bum dummy. Yeah.
Would you like to see... Would you like some money?
Yes.
And see my bum?
How much money?
£1,000.
Yes. Turn around.
Turn around right now. Get him down.
Yeah. Right, I've got money. Now, depending upon nothing, right? If you're watching live on the cameras, hello, good morning. If you are listening to the show, maybe you're still in bed, maybe you're driving.
Mm.
Maybe you're downstairs in the kitchen on your own. Maybe you're upstairs because everyone else is downstairs. Just listen to this, right? If you win this money, we'll put it in your bank account today. That's today. And it's a lovely amount of money. I have a question, and you text the word win, followed by the answer, okay? Now, let me tell you what happens before I even tell you the question. Most people won't enter. They just don't.
No, vast majority.
They either go, nah, I'll never win.
Yeah.
Or, hey, it's a rip-off. Or they just don't even think anything. It just goes in, they hear it, and it just goes out the other side.
Mm.
I'm not saying if you text in, you will win. I am saying if you don't text in, you 100% absolutely will not.
That's guaranteed.
That's science.
Yeah, yeah.
That is. However, just think about it. If you win, not only do you get a phone call from me, Chris Moyles, but the amount of money is £10,000. £10,000 in your bank account today, and all you got to do is answer a question. I love how people have started texting in the word win, yeah, and then just making up what they think the answer's going, yeah, to be already. Nice one, Dan.
Yeah, that's not the answer, Dan.
He's put win, Dom's bum.
Yeah, well, that's not a competition.
Adam's right. Asking, does this come with a glimpse of your bottom?
Do you know what? If you win £10,000, Adam, for £500, I'll flash you.
Ooh.
So, it's up to you.
Win-win.
Right. £10,000 in your bank account today, just ahead of the bank holiday weekend. Yes, please. Oh, my God. £10,000. And all you got to do is text the word win and the answer to this question. 10 years ago, which action film franchise starring Tom Cruise released its fifth installment, Rogue Nation? So it's a massive action film from franchise, cheapest, starring Tom Cruise. 10 years ago, they released the fifth one called Rogue Nation. What's the name of that action film franchise? You will text the word win. You will put the name of the action film franchise in there and you'll send it to 83936. That's win, followed by that film franchise. Can I just say name of the film? Do people know what I mean?
Just say your answer.
Win and your answer to 83936. Don't insert any content here. Go straight into the red T's and C's. Text costs £2 plus your standard network rate. Lines close at 8 o'clock this morning. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play. All of the rules, including online entry, are at radiox.co.uk. What's online entry, Chris? If you've got like a work phone that blocks short code numbers or whatever.
All right.
Then you do it online.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. It's radiox.co.uk.
What is it?
Radiox.co.uk.
Yeah.
What's the question?
So the question is, 10 years ago...
Yeah.
Which action film franchise starring Tom Cruise released its fifth installment, Rogue Nation? So 10 years ago, there's a series of films.
Yeah, I know them, yeah.
Right, so...
I write that.
No. You write the word win...
Yeah, and I'll send it.
No. Write the word win, followed by your answer.
What answer?
The answer to the question I just read out to you.
Was it?
Tom Cruise. All them films he's in.
Mm.
Rogue Nation was one of them.
Yeah.
Right, so you write win, followed by that answer, and you send it to 83936.
And I win.
Well, if you get picked, you win, yeah.
What do I win?
It's 10 grand, but you know what? Just leave it.
Leave it.
I don't know why I get so annoyed.
But I'm getting annoyed because you don't seem to know anything.
You're doing my voice.
Yeah, that's fine.
Weirdo.
Right, leave it. £10,000 in your bank today. £10,000. We've given away £10,000 before, by the way.
Oh, my God, it feels like I'm dreaming. I can't believe this has actually happened.
Yeah, she didn't sound that excited.
Yeah! Absolutely fantastic!
Better.
She was better. And then him. He turned into a police car. He turned into a police car. Yeah, I think you get the idea. So good luck texting in. You could be winning £10,000. Text win, followed by your answer to 83936. Good luck.
It's about 10 centimetres long.
That's lovely, John. We're on. We're back.
All right, we're on now.
Yeah, we're on.
Wouldn't it be wonderful to
Wouldn't it be wonderful
to get the Australian twins to read the T&Cs? That's all I was thinking all the way through that read, just to get those two, have that recorded, because T's and C's are generally the same.
What would that sound like, Dom?
Well, me and you, well, I had to do it with somebody else because I'm not a twin, obviously. Wouldn't that be great, though? Can we get hold of them?
We could try it.
Go on. Let's try and go hold
of them. Are you going to do it, both of you?
Come on, let's give it a go.
Why don't you do it now in Australian accent twice? Okay. Captain can record it and layer it together.
Okay, all right. You up for that, Captain?
Sure thing.
Okay.
Ticks cost £2.
Sorry, I have music on.
Ticks cost £2.
I thought you were going to do an Australian accent.
I'm trying to get it. I hope my nose. There you
go. No, just get into it by saying the line.
Ran.
He's got a gun.
Ticks cost £2 plus your standard network rate. Lines close at 8 a.m. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play. All the rules, including online entry, are at radiox.co.uk.
Read
it
again. Go. Straight
away. Text costs £2 plus your standard network rate. Lines close at 8 a.m. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play. All the rules, including online entry, are at radiox.co.uk.
That's beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Do you know what? I don't know if you ever...
For Australian...
You and I have worked together. Did that not work, James? We're not doing it again.
I'm not doing that again.
No. Captain will have it. I was trying to do something quick.
Okay. So listen to this.
Yeah.
Other radio shows, right, they would have thought about that beforehand and recorded it off air.
So this is a very... We do this a lot.
So I didn't make you just read out the terms and conditions twice. For no reason twice.
Yeah, yeah.
Just so we could record it, layer it, to sound like some Australian twins that were in the news about 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. We're just off the cuff here, guys, aren't we? It's all freestyle.
Well...
We should have thought about it, actually.
You're all a shower of S words. That's what you guys are.
Why, in my opinion.
You are. James is.
Success.
And Pippa is. Oh. Not Phoenix, not Captain.
Really?
All,
why?
All three of you.
Why? What's happened?
Because you're just thoughtless. Is what
thoughtless?
Oh, it looks really nice.
Thank you very much.
Oh, damn it. Do you know what?
Pippa.
As soon as you walked in, I was about to say, then we started talking about something else.
I thought you looked more tanned, and I thought that can't be right, because you've been in a restaurant last night. Mm. That's why it is.
Yeah, it's nice. Give us a twizzle.
I've had my hair done.
You have.
Have a little turn around.
Do you want me to do...
Was Hamilton on time?
What do you think? You ready?
Was he on Hamilton time? Oh, very good job. Very nice.
Very even. Yeah.
I've had my hair done.
Well done, Hamilton.
Was Hamilton on time, the man who comes to do my hair?
Yes.
What do you think?
No.
He was an hour and a half late, would be my guess.
He said he could do midday yesterday, so I legged it home for midday.
Right.
And it was about, I don't know, 20 to 12 when I got home.
Mm-hmm.
And he messaged Tiff to say that he was running late because of one of his clients was late.
Oh, okay.
His earlier clients.
Fine.
So he'd be about 20, 25 minutes late.
Oh, okay.
So that's 12:25.
Yeah.
No problem, yeah. Turned up at 10 to 1.
Right.
But...
Right.
But that
here's the thing. He's only ever been nearly on time once.
Right.
In all the time he's come to do my hair. Right?
Yeah.
To the point where I was booking him. So Tef goes, what time do you want them to come and do your hair? And I said, do you know what? I've got... tell him midday. Mm. And she's like, okay. You've got a meeting on midday? I said, yeah, I've got a big Zoom.
Mm.
She's like, so should I say 1 o'clock? I'm like, no, say midday. Mm,
absolutely.
She's like, but you've got a meeting at midday. I went, say midday, he'll be here at one. I'm literally wrapping the Zoom up. It's 5 to 1. And I went, thanks, guys. All right, see you later, everyone. The doorbell goes. And I'm like, this is perfect. It's absolutely perfect.
That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Under an hour is not too bad for Hamilton, is it?
No, that's good.
50 minutes late is pretty
yeah, yeah.
good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just unbelievable. Like, you can set your watch by him. You can set your watch by his lateness.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It's such a weird thing.
Until you do. And then he's on time.
I'm the opposite. I'm always early.
Are you?
If I'm dropping Tilly off to something or one of the kids something, I'm there 10 minutes before anybody else. Always. That's bad as well.
It's not bad. It's better.
But it's a waste of time, isn't it? You're just sat in the coffee.
Yeah.
But then you can fiddle about, make a phone call, relax.
Yeah.
That's true.
Have a big poo.
Yeah.
Watch, you know, if you wanted.
Videos.
If you need one.
You can do it. You got all the options.
Yeah, loads of options, actually, when you say it like that. That's true.
Yeah.
Right, so you've given up. You're not making this now. This T's and C's thing.
No, Captain's making it.
Well, why were you? You were trying to. Trying to what did you do wrong?
I was trying to do something in Zeta.
There's a little could, quick
and I can
record.
Drag it straight in.
Oh no!
But that could have worked.
But well, that confused.
I set the record thing wrong.
Oh, you idiot! So what I did know. You record?
We're supposed to silence. Use that more.
So you recorded silence.
Yeah.
Well, layer it up, and I want to hear it.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
And is that two sets of silence playing at the same time?
Yeah,
that's good.
To be fair, it's very good.
Thank you. Yeah, James, that's not bad.
Thank you, guys. Training.
Did anybody watch back of the whole Blink-182 Captain Crapbeard video from yesterday?
No, yeah. But I mean, that was lovely yesterday.
So nice.
Really was.
So nice.
Heartwarming radio.
Yeah. Yeah, it's on our socials, it's on YouTube and Instagram and everything, but it was such a lovely moment. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you should have been listening. Right, that's the first 25 minutes done. We'll see you at the news. Chris Moyle Show. Like Huey Lewis.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Skoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X. At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
Este es un anuncio de radio de Hiscox Business Insurance que pretende mostrarle ciertos riesgos y peligros de los que Hiscox Business Insurance puede ayudarle a protegerse. If your business gets blamed by a client for a mistake, like accidentally recording the radio ad in the wrong language, Hiscox could help protect you. The story of your business, underwritten by Hiscox Business Insurance. Subject to already holding a relevant Hiscox policy and subject to policy eligibility terms and conditions.
This is the sound of Steve saving on his energy bills. And this is the sound of all his neighbours in his street saving too. With British Gas, millions of homes could save more by switching to one of our fixed tariffs. And with PeakSave, you could save even more with half-price electricity every Sunday between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Search British Gas tariffs and see if you could save now. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
Take my money.
Let the ceremony of succulence commence. The KFC Kentucky Original Wrap for $2.49. Visualize the wrap. Order the wrap. Eat the wrap. Get the deal. Believe in chicken.
KFC.
Until 5th of October, subject to availability. Participating restaurants only. Not available on delivery. See website for full T's and C's.
Excuse me. Inflatable unicorn coming through.
Ooh, why are you wearing that?
Just got my last bit sorted at post office. Travel money card, currency, travel insurance. Got the passport sorted. I'm holiday ready. Next up, cocktails by the pool.
Get holiday ready with less faff.
We can help with that. Pop into your local branch or search Post Office Travel. Travel money card issued by First Rate Exchange Services Limited, pursuant to license by MasterCard International.
Okay, I want you to close your eyes and think of your car. Now I want you to imagine yourself selling that car and getting a really great price for it. You just got the best offer for your car, like 500,000 other customers. So sell your car today. It's not magic, it's Motorway. 84% of sellers got more than market price for their car. Validated against two independent sources. Visit motorway.co.uk/claims.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Ready? Steady? The Toyota-thon is on!
Race down to your nearest Toyota centre and save up to an extra £1,000 on a new Toyota. But hurry! Deals must end 31st of May. The Toyota-thon sale event is on. Offer valid on eligible new vehicle orders 1st to 31st of May and registered by 31st of July 2025. Retail customers only. T&Cs apply. See toyota.co.uk for details.
On your radio, on Global Player and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
7 o'clock, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, in the last hour, Reform UK has won the Runcorn and Helsby by-election after a recount.
The whole question of fairness. And if you're paying loads of tax and you're seeing in your street a house being rented and 10 young men who cross the channel living there, you think this is wrong and it's unfair.
That's their leader, Nigel Farage, talking after Sarah Pochin's win. It was a tight race between Reform and Labour. It was decided by just 6 votes. Also, in the last 10 minutes, Reform's Dame Andrea Jenkins has been confirmed the new Greater Lincolnshire Mayor. Counting is still taking place this morning in local council and mayoral elections across England. Stay with Radio X for the very latest. In other news, it's understood patients could soon be able to get weight loss injections from pharmacies at the cost of an NHS prescription. Drugs like Ozempic and Mounjaro could reportedly be available to buy over the counter, but after a short consultation. Harrods is the latest victim of a massive cyber attack. The luxury department store in London says it's restricted internet access at its sites as a precaution. M&S and Co-op have both been targeted as well. And Apple says it's moving production of most of its iPhones sold in the US away from China. The company has estimated that US import taxes could add around $900 million to its costs. That's in the current quarter. Is planning to make more iPhones and iPads in India and Vietnam instead.
What's Nigel Farage banging on about?
So, in the last hour, they've won a by-election in the local election.
By six votes.
6 votes. Mm. And that was following a recount.
Am I allowed to hear him again?
You can do, yeah.
Go on.
Oh, sorry. You got me faded.
Yeah.
There we go.
The whole question of fairness.
Yeah.
And if you're paying loads of tax and you're seeing in your street a house being rented and 10 young men who cross the channel living there, you think this is wrong and it's unfair.
I don't think that.
That's what Nigel says.
Why do I think that? What if these 10 men in question are all brothers? Okay.
Yeah.
And they come from Scotland.
Mm.
And they move down to this area, wherever he's talking about.
Yeah.
They're 10 brothers, and they go, let's do a booze cruise to Calais.
Right.
So these 10 men, they go over the channel to Calais, and then they come back with a load of booze, and then they rent a house in your street.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that, I've got to be honest.
Sport.
Bruno Fernandes scored twice as Manchester United won 3-0 away at Athletic Bilbao to take control of their Europa League semi-final. Spurs' hopes of ending the season with silverware are firmly alive. They won the first leg of their semi-final. That was against Bodo Glimt 3-1. Dominic Solanke's penalty added to first-half goals from Brennan Johnson and James Maddison. And the boss, Ange Postecoglou, says the performance was everything it needed to be.
Obviously, they scored the goal late, which doesn't, I think, reflect our dominance in the game. But, yeah, if we repeat that performance next week, then it'll be enough for us to get through.
Nicholas Jackson's second-half double helped Chelsea take a huge step towards the Conference League final. They won 4-1 away at Djurgården in the first leg of their last four in Sweden last night. But Nottingham Forest suffered a major blow in their hopes of Champions League qualification So after a 2-0 defeat to Brentford in the Premier League last night, that keeps them sixth with four matches still to play.
Kevin's been on.
Yeah.
He's very angry.
Oh, why?
He's called me champagne socialist.
Word.
P word.
Hmm.
He said, they don't live near you, do they? And then the letter C and then lots of asterisks, which I don't know why it's blanked out my name.
Right, yeah. That's,
Chris.
Yeah, that's strange.
So, yeah, Kevin's very angry.
Mm.
He said, they don't live near me. I think he's talking about these 10 fellas from Scotland.
Oh, right.
Who've got the ferry to Calais on a booze cruise.
Yeah.
Maybe they live in Newcastle, because you can get the ferry from Newcastle to Amsterdam.
James has done it.
I've been on that.
There you go. Now, if you went on there with nine of your mates and then you came back and went, I like Newcastle, let's rent a house together, you would have crossed the channel, you and nine people, and you'd be renting a house together. Again, I don't see the problem.
Yeah.
You're just having a lovely time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So, I don't know what your problem is, Kevin, apart from the fact that you're probably a massive racist.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
It's going to be a bit cooler today. Some scattered showers for northern parts. Much sunnier while remaining warmer further south. Temperatures up to around 26 degrees, though, still. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thank you very much indeed, Dominic Byrne.
It didn't reach 31 yesterday. I was gutted.
It didn't seem...
It didn't reach 30.
I didn't think yesterday seemed as hot as Wednesday.
It was
I
very
thought Wednesday
where
felt
I was.
Hotter and more blue sky-y.
I think it was 29.4 or something like that it reached yesterday. Still nice, though, isn't it?
It was warm.
It's
so
warm.
Are you going to apologise to all the listeners?
Yeah, sorry. My meteorological charts were all over the place. It's the atmospheric conditions. It plays havoc with them.
Well, it does that when it hits 31 degrees. It does.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Oh, I can't get involved in this on the text.
No.
I can't. No. But I will.
It's a Friday.
I will. Somebody just said, oh, come on now, Chris. Are you saying that being British is now being racist? And by the way, here's the thing, right? William, you don't spell racist like that, okay?
Oh.
And I've got to be honest, and I know it's very picky, but it doesn't help your fight. But no, just relax. Can I just say this, though, by the way? Somebody did actually text in with the fantastic use of the word arsehat, which I thought was lovely.
That doesn't get used a lot.
Referring to somebody as just a massive arsehat.
I've never heard of that before.
It's lovely,
quite
isn't
nice,
it?
Isn't it?
It's like
a hat for your bum.
It's like cockerel womble.
Yeah.
The short version of that.
It paints a picture.
Yeah,
doesn't it?
So you think it's actually a hat for your bottom, yeah, for your derriere?
A top hat.
I think it's more just I think it's more just an insult. Ah, you big Wally. But if you want, we can do a search and find out if there is a lack in the market, in the world of business.
For bum hats.
For an answer.
Right.
Yeah. And if you want, we should set up a business together.
Great.
I'm going to search on Bing right now.
Right.
You know, some things sound more insulting than others, and bum hat isn't one of them.
Bum hat's the fine. Dom, if you search bum hat and just load a picture of me, come up.
Okay, there's no, I haven't got that.
Okay, fine.
Let's see what happens.
Hat for your bottom.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's literally a cap with the word bum written on it. That's
and, well, that's not
that's
the same
all I've
thing,
got.
Is
it's
it?
Not the same, is it?
Captain, have you got on with the twins?
Next in log.
Which is something, by the way, I've never asked him.
Never
before.
Asked Captain, not on air.
How'd you get on with those two lovely ladies?
How'd you get on with the twins, Captain?
Yeah, I'm finished.
Yeah, all done.
Bit of a rush job, but mission accomplished, if you know what I mean.
It's in the log.
I've got it. It's Friday, by the way, so we've got the Platinum Hour coming up at 9 o'clock this morning.
Yep. Bank holiday weekend.
And we've got no guest. Have we had a guest every day this week?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
No guest today.
We were saying the other day, if you were famous, text in, and we did have a lot of people.
We did.
So I thought Duncan Goodhew was coming in to talk about, wasn't it?
His new goggles.
Caps and the... And the things for the nose.
The nose clips.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
We could have actually had someone famous texted in, but we would have missed it.
I know.
That's true.
We were inundated.
Because we were assuming the ones, say, from Nelson Mandela were false.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say they were.
Right.
That one, I think, was.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Chris. It's David Bowie here. I'm going to say you're not real.
Not real.
You got me. It's Ricky Gervais.
Yeah. All right.
Bye-bye.
I'd love to meet Duncan Gidgee.
Would you?
Yeah.
Why?
He was box office when we were growing up.
Yeah.
He was the most famous swimmer.
He was the Nigel Mansell of the water.
He was.
More famous than the Wilkie.
Oh, I think more famous than David Wilkie.
Yeah.
He was the one with the incredible moustache.
Yeah, the Wilkie.
Yeah,
was that's what they called
him. He was a swimmer.
Oh,
now,
he was.
Moustache probably isn't very streamlined in water.
Slowed him down, you see.
Exactly. Yeah.
Slowed him down. We didn't know it at the time. We all thought, was it David Wilkie?
David Wilkie.
We all thought,
you're right.
God, this guy's fast.
Yeah.
Then Duncan Goodhue is obviously like a younger man sitting there watching this going, I don't think so.
Mm.
Surely that whole beard moustache situation is just collecting water and slowing him down.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I'm going to do. So he goes off to the bathroom and he comes out, he's shaved his entire body.
Yeah.
Head, eyebrows.
Everything.
That area, the works.
Like a fish.
Yeah.
And guess what? He's shaving milliseconds off the Wilkie's time.
Exactly.
Because no tash. No beard.
Genuinely must be a thing, right?
Yeah, it must slow you
That's
down.
That's why cyclists take their leg hair off, don't they? Yes.
That's why you never, very rarely do you see a professional swimmer with a full-on proper mutton chop beard.
A big old Adam Brown.
That's
one.
It.
Yeah, they're not doing it, are they?
He'd be so slow in the water.
Yes. Yeah, he'd be rubbish, wouldn't he?
He'd be rubbish.
Get a water port everywhere.
Now, I've just had an amazing idea. It doesn't happen much. Duncan Goodhue, James, could give you swimming lessons.
Yes!
Because you can't swim.
Now, you didn't!
Oh, no, you didn't! He's, the nicest man in the world by all accounts. Whenever I've seen him in interviews, he genuinely comes across as a lovely guy. You're nice, and you can't swim.
Well, thank you.
Well, he can't swim.
I can't swim. So let's get you guys together. No, he could give you some swimming lessons.
I don't think he's probably, like, in the area of entry-level basic swimming teacher.
Oh, no, he is. Absolutely.
He's not in the area of entry...
Like, entry-level...
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Swimming. He would be perfect. That's what I'm saying. He's only got to teach you to swim.
He'd start you off with a float, probably, to get confidence levels up.
Yeah. And then a
armband.
Yeah, or a noodle.
Little noodle.
Do you know what? There are a few people in this world who can say... Guess who taught me to swim? And it's interesting. Number one, John Coleshaw. He can do that because I taught him.
Oh, right, yeah.
And number two, James Robinson.
Yes.
Guess who taught James Robinson to swim?
Who taught James to swim?
Duncan Goodhue.
No way.
Way, absolutely way. Yeah, amazing.
Would you be up for that?
Learning to swim?
With Duncan Goodhue?
Yes.
Great.
I'm willing to
But
bet.
I still won't swim.
Why?
I sink. That's my problem.
You know, why you sink?
Yeah.
Because you don't swim.
No.
So when you learn to swim,
yes,
you won't sink.
You know that thing where you lie back with your head tilted back?
Yeah.
You just float.
Yeah.
Like, I don't.
No, but some people don't. That's nothing to do with swimming. That's just your body mass.
Most people will sink and float at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
I asked ChatGPT about this the other day.
Because you and ChatGPT, let it go. You're never going to meet him.
And I wrote this. Hello, chat. Are there some people who just can't biologically swim? My friend James only sinks to the bottom. He's 37. And chat wrote back.
Is this James we're talking about?
Yeah.
He went, yes, it is.
Oh, that's J-Row.
Got Duncan on line one.
They wrote back saying, hey, yeah, that's actually a legit thing. Some people really do have a harder time staying afloat due to their body composition and technique, not necessarily because they're doing something wrong. Then she says, here's the lowdown on why James might be sinking like a stone.
Oh.
See what they said?
Then she gives me a load of things about body composition, lung capacity, technique and positioning.
Being a div, coming from Brownhaven.
No, those are irrelevant.
Genetics.
Right.
So she ended up, sorry, this is her final phrase.
Go on.
James isn't broken, just probably a dense, muscly legend who needs to finesse the float game a bit.
Right.
Yes.
No.
One thing you're not is a dense, muscly legend.
let me clear this up. James can't swim because he's not learned how to swim. It's really that simple.
Yeah.
And if you learned how to swim, you would swim.
No, I'd still sink.
No, you would swim.
You would swim.
But I would still.
So do you think people who can swim would never, ever, ever sink? So if a swimmer was swimming and stopped swimming, do you think they would just sit there delicately, slightly above the water, or half in, half out?
I genuinely thought that was true.
What?
I thought that was true.
No. So you think they would just sit there like that?
Yeah, you always sink.
Yeah. Yes.
Always.
Oh. Unless you have
your head might stay up.
But I've seen people who float back in pools and they just stay there, like on holiday in the middle of the pool.
They're on a lilo.
No, they're not.
I don't get those. That sometimes happens.
So I can, with my big belly, because I did this on holiday the other week.
If you take a big...
If I lie on my back and I take a big load of breath, like that, my tummy inflates, I will slightly rise up a little bit. And then when I blow out, I will slightly sink.
Sorry, can I just check something?
Yeah.
So, James, did you think up till now that humans naturally just float on water?
Yeah.
Just float. So, like, so why would anyone ever drown if they naturally float on water?
Hmm.
Well, eventually, like, if you're not...
Because they couldn't swim.
Because they couldn't swim.
The only people who have ever drowned have been famously non-swimmers.
So at the wrong
school,
point,
you would have had swimming lessons, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't leave the area one.
No, really?
Entry level. We've got a comp to do.
Oh, yeah. Area level one? That's the Veruca bath?
That's a struggle.
That's the only... Yeah. That's the bit from the Jason room to the pool area.
And he sank in there.
So you're a dense, muscly legend.
Thank
James.
You, Chad.
That's
very accurate thing that ChatGPT is.
Learn to swim. Get over yourself.
Duncan will sort you out.
Right. I know it's a very random show this morning. We've done a lot of talking, but how would you like to win £10,000? I'm not going to tell you now because I've done too much talking, so I shall tell you. Have we got a top of hour, by the way?
Mm-hmm.
Is that in there?
Yeah, there.
What?
Top of hour 7. That's it there.
You've just put that in.
It's been there.
That, you just put, it's there, it's there, and then it appeared and you went, it's there.
No, it was
above Noel Gallagher.
Yeah, it was there. It was under...
Not on mine, it wasn't. It was main theme, vocal top. Aussie Dumb Twins, T's and C's, play top of hour, Noel Gallagher. Chris, I don't know what you're talking about. Well, it's radio stuff, you know? That's fine.
Radio bit.
I'll tell you how you can win £10,000 in just a bit, don't you worry.
Radio X. Coming up, more Friday fun in the sun on the greatest radio show ever made in the history of all radio. Oh, what temperature is Dom predicting today? Oh. Highs of 45 degrees Celsius in places like Barnsley or something. Plus, dollar bills, moolah, dosh, sweet Benjamins.
Yeah.
We have your chance to win £10,000 on today's show.
No way.
If it's possible to be having too much fun, we're certainly getting close to that right here on The Chris Moyle Show.
After all that, I'm not even playing Noel Gallagher, Dom.
Yeah.
Not even playing it.
So
because
there.
I shoved the rules, my friend.
You're a maverick.
I'm playing Blur, where Damon sings.
City dweller, successful fella. Thought to himself, oops, I've got a lot of money. Caught in a rat race, terminally. Professional cynic, but my heart's not in it. I'm paying the price of living life at the limit. Caught up in the centuries, anxiety. Yes, it plays on him. Bedtime syndrome. Lives in a house, very big house in the country. Watching afternoon repeats and the food he eats in the country. Takes a manner of pills and piles up analyst bills in the country. Oh, it's like an animal farm, that's a rural charm in the country. He's got morning glory and life's a different story. Everything's going jack and jory. In touch with his own mortality. He's reading balls and knocking bad posts. It's a helping hand that makes you feel relatively blind. Centuries remedy, but the things that haunt Star Trek syndrome. Lives in a house, a very big house in the country. He's got a bug in his chest, so he needs a lot of rest in the country. He doesn't drink, smoke, laugh, takes herbal baths in the country. Says she comes to no harm on the animal farm in the country. In the country, in the country.
weird show this morning. But it's Friday. Tomorrow, Saturday, then it's Sunday, and then guess what, kids? It's Bank Holiday Monday. La, la, la. And we're off, because we work Good Friday, right? I want to be as Blur Country House of Radio X, 20 past 7. So, what started off as a little great thought by Dominic Byrne, to be fair.
Thank you.
James Robinson said the other day he can't swim, and which has never come up before, weirdly.
Mm.
Dominic today says, why don't we get Duncan Goodhue to teach James Robinson how to swim?
Be lovely.
Awesome. We're now finding out that James Robinson doesn't understand swimming. He doesn't know what swimming is. It seems to not understand the process. Mm. He thinks that people who can swim, they float on water,
yeah,
and people who don't swim sink.
And the irony, James, you were brought up in a harbour town.
I was.
Do you know what I mean?
But you don't, what, do they not throw all the newborn babies into the harbour so they very quickly learn to swim? Mm.
No, they got told not to do that.
It's like an episode of Planet Earth or something.
Yeah, that's right.
And now the locals throw the kiddies into the brown water. Mm. And the brown water is so disgusting, the kiddies instantly learn to swim, yeah, so they can get out and go, that's horrible in there.
They can.
Because they can also talk.
But their legs may dissolve. Nothing wrong with the water.
As they push their way past all the umpalumpas and yes, brown water that cause it brown because Whitehaven people kill umpalumpas down the rust mines.
It's a mine issue.
Yeah.
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 Then they reach the top of the water where they will help James Robinson, who's drowning because he doesn't know how to swim.
No.
Yeah. Right. Oh, we need to sort it out.
So you're going to have...
I have no interest in swimming. I'd rather sit by a pool with a cocktail.
Now, but you can go snorkeling. You can see some amazing things.
Oh, no, that's boring.
I'm about to contact Duncan now, so I just want to check that you're game.
Oh.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Don't
it's
need
crunch time.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't it be great if Duncan says, like, here are your pyjamas. Here's an actual brick.
Mm, yeah.
I'm going to throw this in the swimming pool, and then you've got to put your pyjamas on,
yeah,
and then you've got to bring that brick back to me.
See you in 20 minutes.
There you go. The Chris Moyles Show. Lovely stuff. Radio
X. The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. It's time to explore electric.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
This Tuesday, Amazon brings the unmissable UEFA Champions League match. Inter versus Barcelona.
Magnificent. A wonderful goal.
This Tuesday, Inter versus Barcelona. It's on Prime.
This is the sound of Steve saving on his energy bills. And this is the sound of all his neighbours and his street saving too. With British Gas, millions of homes could save more by switching to one of our fixed tariffs. And with Peak Save, you could save even more with half-price electricity every Sunday between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Search British Gas tariffs and see if you could save now. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
If your client is not happy with the quality of your work and wants compensation because they allege it's amateurish, unprofessional and childlike, his cucks could help protect you. The story of your business, underwritten by his cucks business insurance. Subject to already holding a relevant Hiscox policy and subject to policy eligibility, terms and conditions.
At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
Excuse me. Inflatable unicorn coming through.
Ooh, why are you wearing that?
Just got my last bit sorted at post office. Travel money card, currency, travel insurance. Got the passport sorted. I'm holiday ready. Next up, cocktails by the pool.
Get holiday ready with less faff. We can help with that. Pop into your local branch or search post office travel. Travel Money Card issued by First Rate Exchange Services Limited, pursuant to license by MasterCard International.
And the winner of What Car's Best Plug-in Hybrid of the Year is the MG HS Plug-in Hybrid. With up to 75 miles of electric range and starting from just $31,995, it's an award-winning blend of style, efficiency and innovation. Plus, take a test drive and get £1,000 off when you purchase. The MG HS Plug-in Hybrid, leading the way in award-winning innovation. Book your test drive today at mg.co.uk. WLTP mileage may vary. T's and C's apply.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Moylesy! Chris Moyles. I listen to you every morning while the kettle boils.
What is that song?
It's Kiss Kiss by Holly Valance.
Is it? It's not.
In that case, it's an entirely original composition. On today's 4 till 7:30, we go to North Allerton, where local lass Claire is waiting to give us the inside track on this week's Pet Town. Be there from 4. Chris Moyles. Say it!
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
The best seat in the house is no longer in the house. It's outside with the sound of birds chirping overhead. The best table isn't in the house either. Or pillow, or outdoor lighting, or sun lounger. But you knew that already. Visit IKEA online or in store to level up your outdoors this summer. IKEA, the wonderful everyday.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
And a 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4.
Radio X.
James is still banging on about this fact that the whole swimming thing is starting to irritate me now because I don't understand what his problem is. Basically, James can't swim and therefore he thinks he sinks when he gets in the swimming pool.
Yeah,
right,
I
just
sink.
Right, everybody sinks.
Everybody sinks.
But you would also float at the same time. You would sink and float.
I think I sink more than the standard person.
Right, because you know why? Because they're swimming, James.
No,
because they are swimming, therefore they're moving, they are not sinking.
I could get from one side of the pool to the other.
Stop talking about it! How would you get from one side of the pool? Do you swim like Phoebe from Friends runs?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Is it like splash,
hectic swimming?
Yeah. And do you get nervous?
I don't like it when you can't touch the bottom.
Fine.
Do you know what?
Are we talking about swimming?
And that's why we stopped going to swim follows.
Exactly. Yeah, because we said the same thing.
And I remember saying to Peter, may he rest in peace. Peter, if you implement this rule...
Absolutely.
I am... Me and Dominic are out of here.
Yeah, we're taking our business elsewhere.
Yeah, that's right. You've got no business with our business because you won't let us touch the business.
Exactly.
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
You know what you're saying there.
Yeah. Anyway,
big time.
We're going to sort it out because Dominic is going to ask Duncan Goodhue to teach you how to swim, and that's going to be incredible.
Yes.
So you're going to love that.
Well done. And well done for taking the plunge, so to speak. Well done, James.
Of course, because he can't swim. So, of course, as soon as he gets in the pool, he just plunges all the way to the bottom.
That's true.
£10,000 up for grabs this morning in your bank account today. I'll remind you the question in just a bit. We've got a Platinum Hour at 9. Dominic Byrne's got some letters, and this is Noel Gallagher, finally, with his High Flying Birds. Sing!
They tell me